Blog Talk Radio.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I am so glad you tune in tonight. There is words to help you to be strong, message of hope, help, and courage. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Yes, we have some announcement at the very end, some exciting announcement. And also, we are, I am going to get started because I have lots of words to be strong messages for you tonight. But first, I want to say from Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Well, listen, you might want to get a pen and a paper while you listen, because there are lots of words to help you be strong, messages of hope, message of health, and message of courage. And I hope that you will, after listening to all of these words of wisdom, that your life could be more happier, healthier, more rewarding, and more of what you want it to be. So let's get started. Here I go. Even when times are tough, I know you'll make it through because I know these things about you. In the days ahead, I know you will stay as strong as you need to be to see your way through anything that comes along. I know that you will discover more courage and hope and faith inside you than even you knew you had. I know that things will get better day by day and that the passage of time has a wonderful way of helping you see things in the right light. And I know you can do every possible thing that it takes to make it strong any difficult times, because that's what remarkable people do. And one of those very special people, without a doubt, will always be you. People are like tea bags. You will find out how strong they are when you put them in hot water. Boil it all down to see what counts the most. What is the essence of what you are trying to do? What is the most important thing? Things only get complicated when you are trying to address it too many times. I've got something to say to you. I hope that you will listen with an open heart. Don't be so worried about everybody else thinks of you, what everybody thinks of you. But don't think your happiness depends on someone else. It depends on you and Jesus Christ. I want you to just trust yourself. Trust that if you take care of yourself, your inside, follow your instinct, and let yourself evolve naturally, your potential for happiness will be so much greater. The ability to focus and stay mentally tough comes with time and experience. You must learn to distinguish between what is truly important and what can be dealt with another time. Maturity gives you the ability to prioritize. It certainly does. I try to separate my life into have to and should to. Yes, I do make a list of things and I cross it off as I go along, but some things, because like I said, have to or should do. Tension is what you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. How do you make it through? You take one day at a time. You face your fears. You keep your promises. You deal with your challenges. You get the best possible help and care. You turn to caring, positive people you know will be there for you. Always keep yourself around positive people. You take steps to change what needs changing. You talk it over. You laugh. You go ahead and cry. You pray. You stay involved. You live the best life you can today. When tomorrow comes, you do it all over again. You hang in there. You hold on tight to your hope. You never let go. You know deep inside what a special person you are, and you are. And no matter what comes along, you never forget it. You stay strong, keep the faith, and you make room for brighter days that sometime soon is going to shine so much serenity back into your life. Sometimes life deals you a blow that you can knock you to your feet. And I expression it also, it says knock you at your feet also, off your feet. But no matter what happens, we all have to get up and move forward. Life goes on. Life doesn't stay at a standstill. It goes on. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of overcoming it. The world breaks everyone, and afterwards many are strong at the broken places. I am a woman in progress, that's what you said, you should say. I am just trying like everyone else. I try to take every conflict, every experience, and learn from it. Yes, we should learn from these things. There are some things you learn best in calm and some in storm. I am not afraid of storm, for I am learning how to sail my ship. We all must learn how to sail our ship. There have been times when I found myself wondering, how am I going to make it through? When can I possibly do surrender a certain problem? How am I going to figure out what direction to go from here? And when I remember these words, when you must, you can. That phrase has proven itself to be true in almost everything you do. You had days when you found strength inside and that you didn't even know you had. And that happens. I found answers to problems I thought I would never solve. But God is there with you. I've surprised myself with ability to raise above certain situations and do what it takes to find my serenity. At times when I didn't think I could go another day. Have you been there? I reach deep and keep the faith and manage to find a way. It's sometimes we plan, remembering as long as we live, and we hope that it will bring its beautiful blessing to us. When you must, you can. You can see your way through. There is no way around grief and loss. You can dodge all you want. But sooner or later, you must have to go through it. And hopefully come out the other side. I know whatever is making me feel bad is not going to last forever unless I allow it. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. There are times when life isn't always what you want, but it's all you have. So what I say is, have it, stick a geranium in your hat and be happy. If God adds another day to our lives, let us receive it gladly. I expect some new phases of life this summer and winter to try to get the honey from each moment. I've had, and I'm sure you do, have had many trials and tribulation and problems and troubles. The Lord has given you both vinegar and honey, but he has given you the vinegar with a teaspoon and the honey with a ladder. Later. I know that my life will never be all good or all bad, but if I am lucky and blessed, and continue to pour my heart into it, I'll have more good than bad. And if I am very lucky, I'll know it. After a difficult time in life, it's time to move on. After the hurting comes, it comes the healing. Then it comes to growing stronger, more confident, more capable, more of everything you need to be, want to be, and hope to be. Life is full of new beginnings. Some change may come. Something is sure to come to close one chapter and begin another. I know you're wondering, what will happen in the next chapter of your life? Yes, we all have been there. It isn't always easy to make changes, but there's no better advice than this. Just do your best. Make sure you stay strong enough to move ahead, because there are some wonderful rewards waiting for you. Here are some things you can do that will help you through. You can have hope, because works wonder for you who have it. You can be optimistic, because people who expect things to turn out for the best often set the stage to receive beautiful results. Let me repeat that again. Because people who expect things to turn out for the best often set the stage to receive beautiful results. You can make healthy choices and honor your lifelong goals. You can count your blessings. You can be inspired to climb your ladder and your ladders and have some nice long talk with your wishing star. You can be strong and patient. You can be gentle and wise. Just one second. And wise. And you can make the next chapter a wonderful one, because you are the author of the story of your life. Yes, you can tell your story better than anyone else can. I have hope, and with that, a determination to change what is not right. As a storyteller, I know that if I don't like the ending, I can make a better one. Let me read that again. I have hope, and that with that, a determination to change what is not right. As a storyteller, I know that if I don't like the ending, I can write a better one. So you can write a better story for yourself as you go forward and not stand in it. Not being a standstill, just knowing that God is there for you, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will continue to walk this walk with you and give you the strength that you need. At times you will find it hard to bring forth your courage, but at the bottom of your heart, never give up hope. Never give of hope, no matter how bad it seems. Never give up hope. Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou will always look there. Look for something to be thankful and glad over each day, and you will find it. Consider each disappointment and trouble as so much experience and as a temporary lesson set for you to learn. Go forth and calmness and new strength to face the world. Be open to new possibilities, changes, and opportunities. Let me read that one again. Be open to new possibilities, changes, and opportunities. If a door slams shut, it means God is pointing to an open door further on down. If a door slams shuts, it mean that God is pointing to another door further on down for you to open. Make each new morning the opening door to a better day than the one before. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, our Heavenly Father. Hang in there. It takes a strong person to deal with tough times and difficult choices. But you are strong. You are a strong person. It takes courage, but you possess the inner courage to see you through. It takes being an active participant in your life, but you are in the driver's seat, and you can determine the direction you want to go in. Hang in there. Take care of yourself to see that you don't lose sight of one thing that is constant, beautiful, and true. Everything will be fine, and it will turn out that way because of the special kind of person you are. So, beginning today and going forward tomorrow, lasting a lifetime through, hang in there, and don't be afraid to feel like the sun is shining just for you. Hang in there and be strong, because the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that he will always be there for you, even when we don't feel that he is. And I hope that you enjoyed those words of wisdom that will help you and give you hope and courage. And now we're going to talk about our announcement. Well, we had a meeting this last Saturday. It was a wonderful one. We had Vera Reed. She's a certified health coach, and she gave us a lot of good tips. Wonderful. We had a wonderful continental breakfast, and also we voted on where we're going to go on our next annual trip, which is in June. We normally, as some of you are new, we normally go on our annual trip in the month of June, normally the week before Father's Day. I don't have a date to give you yet because tomorrow I got to confirm that with the company that we're going to be going with is Diamond Tours. We have decided to go to the Art Encounter of Creation Museum, and that is in Seattle. No, I'm sorry, Cincinnati, Ohio. Excuse me. Cincinnati, Ohio. So, and it is going to be 5 days and four nights. I will get the price once I speak with the representative. We will price it together, and she will get flyers for us with our names on it, and you can invite other widowers, family, friends, church members, neighbors, whoever, but no children. Just remember, no children. It's an adult trip. And we can put up to, this is 54, but I never crowd the bus. I never get that many. I tried to get in the 40s. I never go because I don't want the bus to be too packed and crowded. So I have a goal of 40 plus on the bus. And that's important that we get over the 40 mark. So I will get that information next week. I'll have all that information for you. And once I get the flyers, in our next meeting, I'll give those flyers out to you so you can spread the word and we can start getting payments in. So that's wonderful. That's going to be the second week in June of 2024. The other thing is we're trying to see if we can go It's called the Scenic Railroad Dinner. It's up North Georgia. It takes about an hour and a half to get there. But you can have dinner on a train, and it shows, and it gives you a scenic route of upstate North Georgia. I don't know in detail exactly as far as I'm working on getting that information, so I'll have more information for you. We're thinking about trying to have it during our Christmas party. I don't know what's the best time to have to go there. So it's up in the air right now, so I'm going to try to find something. We always go out for our Christmas. I don't know if that's going to – we all are doing so many different things. We might have to have it earlier or whatever, but I am going to get some dates and see how and get all the details that we need to make a decision on that. So those are the two announcements that I have, and I hope that you will continue – to embrace and encourage others who have lost a special loved one and invite them to the talk show. The other thing, I'm trying to remember what I wanted to say. The thoughts have just left me. Okay. There was something else that I wanted to mention. Oh, yes. Beginning, I don't have a date for you yet because I got a lot going on, so I got to get some dates together. But it starts in November that we're going to have our each year we have our session, a grief session, where we have it on our talk show, and it is called the Holiday Blues, and we're going to begin that in the month of November. It's probably going to be the middle of November. But I'll get the date. I have to get the dates, and it will be continue on through January. And it will give you tips of ways how to get through the holiday, because there's so many meaningful holidays coming up: Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine. But just so many holidays, and I know it's going to be very difficult for many of you, but. I will be teaching the Holiday Blues as we enter the month of November, and it will be every Tuesday evening. It's only 30 minutes, just know that, but I'll be giving you tips and encouragement how to get through those times in your life. And that is all I have for tonight. I just ask you to... I'm going out of town for a few days, so pray for me to have for traveling grace and mercy. I'm going to go our class reunion. It's not a class reunion, but a class. Our class is going to a museum in Charleston, South Carolina, New African Museum in South Carolina. So I'm going to spend some time, and also going to stop by my sister and my brother. So I am going to try to relax and enjoy smell of roses. So pray that I will return. You know, I will have a safe and enjoyable trip. No, nothing to interfere in our travels. And that is all I have, and I just thank you for tuning in. And let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you have done for us this week, today. And we hope that you will continue. We know that you will continue to be with us through you. We promise that you will, and we're going to stand on your promises that you will continue to be with us in every way. We just have to be strong and have hope that you will continue to do the thing that you do. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to bless our family, our friends, or anyone that's going through anything. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, we know that you're a healer and a way maker. Whatever situation we might be going through, we just ask you to be there for us, Heavenly Father. And I also pray that these words that was spoken through this little book of mine of encouragement, of hope and encouragement. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to be with us until we meet again on next Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
And he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise. And we give God honor. And we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There's mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
close the friend, everybody say.